We are blessed and we are excited to be joined now by another globally recognized person. She is Linda Hartog. Her website is hartough.com. Linda Hartog is probably the most famous golf artist in the world. Hey. Linda, thanks for joining us tonight. Here she is.
Well, thank you very much for that introduction.
One of my great women in golf segments. And Linda, thank you for being our guest during one of our great women in golf segments. Thanks so much. I have in my broadcast studio one of the most beautiful paintings, and I've got many. I come from a long line of fine art gallery owners. My mother had her fine art gallery, and it included golf art in Scottsdale for 43 years. And I am looking at your painting of Azalea, the 13th hole at Augusta, that you so graciously signed for me. And I want to run into the painting and run through the, I want to hit a ball, and then I want to jump up and down as I go through the rolling hills toward that green and that gorgeous pink. And it just makes me want to run into the painting. It's so real. Linda, how do you do it?
I don't know. It just takes a whole lot of time. That's just the way I paint, I guess.
Did you go there, Linda, and take a bunch of photographs? You went there and took a bunch of photographs, I presume. And then did you go home and sort of pencil it all out and then sort of put it all together from the photos? Or did you stand there with an easel around mid-fairway and paint it live?
No, that doesn't work too well. No, I learned very early on to capture all the reference material I need with a camera. But it requires taking hundreds of pictures and all different exposures so I can see what's in the shadows and details. And so it's like a giant jigsaw puzzle. I just put it together.
How long does it take for you to get all the photographs? So you have to be really a professional photographer in as much as you are also, you know.
Yeah, but that's not my finished product, so I don't worry about, basically, I don't worry about any one picture, what it looks like. I just get what I need to get.
How long does it take to study all the photos before you're ready to put brush to canvas?
Well, sometimes weeks. You know, people always
take
wonder.
Me years.
People always wonder why it takes me so long to get started on a painting, but really, I do not start a painting until I completely know what it's going to look like finished.
Linda, so you've painted so many beautiful golf courses. Your golf art is, well, it's ubiquitous, but it's also it's award winning. It is accepted by so many of the icons of golf around the world. It's in the great clubhouses of the world. When you look at what's coming up with the Masters at Augusta, and this golf tournament now for the first time is happening in a mid-November with the chills of Georgia as opposed to the springtime and the flowers and the warmth of the spring, are you concerned that Augusta is going to look different than your paintings?
Well, it will be in terms of the azaleas and the flowers, but as far as it's glowing the way it glows, it'll still glow. I mean, you know, I photographed the course many times in the winter when I was doing a painting of a particular hole. I didn't paint it always in the spring. You know, I didn't photograph it in the spring, in other words, but I paint it like it was spring.
Questions from the listeners are pouring in for Linda Hartog.
Oh, really?
They are from the famed artist Linda Hartog. Linda, they want to know, what is the most difficult golf course you've ever painted?
Most difficult?
What did you agonize over?
I think I agonize over every one, I think. difficult. I don't know that one is more difficult than the other. I guess Augusta becomes more difficult because of the trees. you know, the trees are a major element, and there's so many of them, it takes quite a long time. If you look at that image of the 13th hole, you'll see what I mean.
Another question is, how many times
to do?
6 months. Wow. Another question is, how many times do you start a painting and then you paint over it and start again?
Never.
So once
you've
committed.
Like I say, I spend a lot of time visualizing that whole painting before I start.
Wow. That is stunning. Well, the sign of a master and a professional. Linda, you're also part of the, well, you're a founding trustee of the Academy of Golf Art. Tell me a little bit about the Academy and what it means for artists and what does it mean for the listeners?
Well, there is a website. It's academyofgolfart.org. And
mm-hmm.
it's just a group of artists that kind of specialize in golf art. And the reason we formed the organization was kind of just to give a place for people, you know, artists that really like golf art and have exhibitions and just further the genre, really, in the world of fine art.
Your art hangs in some of the most iconic places in the world. Would you mind
mm-hmm.
terribly, and don't be embarrassed, by telling us a few of those places?
Well, that painting of the 13th hole hangs behind the bar in the Augusta National Clubhouse. That's one.
Wow.
There's a painting hanging in Pine Valley. Jack Nicklaus has a number of my paintings.
Yes, he does. He said that when he looks at a Linda Harto golf painting, it makes him want to go play golf, didn't he?
Yeah.
Reese Jones and Robert Trent Jones and Jack Nicklaus and so many others have her art. I have
mm-hmm.
her art. You need her art. How do you get it? You go to HARTOUGH.com. That's Harto.com. And you'll not only see Linda, but you'll see the 13th hole, Azalea. You'll also see all of her other work, loads of it,
mm-hmm.
and how to contact her and order her art and get her art. There's just so much there. It's a beautiful, beautiful website, Linda. And there's new releases. There's courses from all over the world. But I've got to ask you one more quick question with a minute to go. Tell me about St. Andrews. My great-grandparents were born nearby.
Really?
Tell me about that beautiful Swilken Bridge and the Firth of Forth and the buildings. Give me 1 minute on St. Andrews.
Well, the first time I went to St. Andrews was in 1988, and my agent at that time, Bob Pringle, drove me to St. Andrews, put me in a bed and breakfast, and left me there for a week.
Huh.
So that was my first
goodness.
Introduction.
That wasn't very nice.
No, it was great.
Oh, okay.
I walked all over the town. I learned the town. I learned the course. I got the feeling for it. It was just fantastic. And I've been back there many, many times since then. So it's just like a, you know, a second home almost as far as golf. I'd say Augusta is almost my first. I got my start there in 1984. And, you know, I've done probably over 25 paintings at Augusta National by itself. So,
well, the Swilken Bridge and the course and the Firth of Forth there
mm-hmm.
in the Kingdom of Fife, where my great-grandparents are from, is where Linda is talking about a beautiful, beautiful piece of art and so much more coming from Linda Harto, HARTOUGH.com. Linda, thank you so much for joining us tonight. With the Masters coming up, what a timely place and peace to have you with us tonight. Thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks so much.
Mr. Craig Renshaw, loads going on. I can't wait to get with everybody this coming Saturday morning on Great American Golf. Stay with us and be there then at KDUS 1060 Radio here in Phoenix, Tempe.